Welcome back
to the Leader Podcast.
Woo!
Good morning, everybody.
Cheers.
Hey, leader shout out.
Welcome back to the Leader Podcast.
Did it again.
Yeah, it's too far away. The lights are blinding.
Whatever.
It's all good. We're here.
Are we giving something away first, or are we going to do shout out first?
Shout out first.
Hey. Sorry, I had to caffeinate for the shout out. Adam Harvell. Let me tell you something about Mr. Adam Harvell.
He's the reason that our air conditioning is not working.
Actually, he's not. He's the reason our air conditioning will eventually be working.
If it wasn't for
Adam, we'd never have AC. So Adam, a few weeks ago, it's been longer than that.
Yeah.
Maybe a few months.
That's okay.
Baptized one of our students, right?
Yeah.
Not one of his students. His next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Adam embodies the as you go kind of ministry mentality.
Yeah.
And built a good relationship with this family.
Mm-hmm.
And so when this student came to me and said, "Hey, I think I want to be baptized."
Yeah.
We talked through it all. And I said, "Who would you like to do your baptism?" He said, "Adam."
And it's usually like me, Darren or Nick.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-uh. He just skipped right to
Adam
it.
Harvell.
Adam Harvell.
It's awesome.
Let me tell you something. That kid's little brother just reached out to me this week about being baptized.
No way.
Yep.
That's cool.
Multiplying.
Yeah.
Let's go, Adam Harvell. That's awesome.
Way to go, man.
Good for you, bro.
Shout out to you.
Yeah.
But right. You're not going to win anything because that wasn't a winning
Well,
thing.
No, but he might because we're about to give a little winner. And Adam Harvell sends in his attendance every week. So if you watched last week, you know that your name's up here if you have sent us an attendance thing at all in the last month,
yep.
Or you liked Nick's post on GroupMe a couple weeks ago.
Just making sure, you know, like staying active in the GroupMe.
Yeah.
Don't forget it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't forget about leaders that we should add.
Yeah.
All the things. Shout out to you, Leanne.
Yeah. Don't mute us, Tim Smith.
So.
All right. So let's.
We're giving away pizza.
Yeah. I forgot to say what we're giving away. All right. If you're a Connect Group leader, you're going to win pizza. For an outside event for your group.
Which is great, because when my wife was a Connect Group leader, I bought the pizza. So, like, when you do a thing, like a little gathering deal, it's nice to have the backing of the budget of the church.
And by the way, you always have that. You just have to let us know.
Yeah.
But in this case, you're going to win it.
Yeah, straight up.
All right.
Should we see who it is?
If you're not a Connect Group leader and your name shows up here, we're going to do something for your team.
Yeah. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Here we go.
Boom. Sarah Walker, ninth and 10th grade girls at 11 o'clock.
But that's not what you can have pizza just anytime except for 11 o'clock on a Sunday.
100%. Yeah. Coming at 9:45, we'll get you pizza.
9:45, stay after at 12. Like, there it is.
All right. So in this series, we've been talking about kind of the management of your group and how to make things go well in the room.
Okay. This one's called Skip the Lesson.
Okay, great. Let's talk about skipping the lesson. When do you know it's okay to skip the lesson? You never skip the lesson. That's how you know.
There you go. All right. Thank you guys for crash-landing this thing.
Actually, there are going to be times where we want you to skip the lesson. Sometimes you're going to walk in, there's going to be a crisis moment, and obviously you're gonna minister to the kid in crisis, and that supersedes any discussion.
Any content.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Sometimes you just feel like your group is missing a little bit of connection.
Camaraderie.
Yeah. Ooh, camaraderie. You're just rolling off with big words all month, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, camaraderie. You need some... I don't like that word. You need some...
Then pick a better one.
It's not a better one. Yeah, you just feel like your group needs some connection, right?
Yeah.
And so occasionally, not because you didn't prep your lesson, not because your kids are whining because they want to play basketball, but because you know your group needs some community that isn't necessarily centered around discussion.
Yeah.
Occasionally, it might be okay to skip the lesson.
Yeah.
We would also say you can always build those moments in, not on a Sunday morning, not during your Connect group, and we want you to do that.
Sarah Walker's going to when she takes her group to pizza.
Yep. Yeah.
Please don't take your group to Palio's. They deserve better than that.
Oh, shots fired. Dang, you're going to get some blowback in GroupMe over that one for sure.
I hate that place.
Okay, anyway, hey, Palio's, if you're watching, thank you so much for all the discounts you give our church.
Sponsor us.
But you know, if you want to occasionally say, hey, our group, the community in our group would be better served if we skipped the lesson and took one of the things out of the leader workroom that kind of builds community and conversation or play basketball or whatever.
Yeah.
That being said, I do want to encourage you to not do that often and also maybe not do it for the whole hour.
Yeah.
You always can. We trust you guys with your group.
Yeah.
But occasionally, you know, I think this might happen a little bit more in the younger grades. Like, you just talked out, right? You've said all the words, and you just want to dismiss those kids to the game room.
Yeah.
And I would say, I love that journey for you, and I understand it. I also want you guys to go to the game room, right? You spend that time intentionally building connection with your kids. That's good,
yeah.
Don't just dismiss them to go play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The third one I would say is, like, appropriate to skip is, like, if, say, you start the lesson, and some rabbit pops up, that's Bing. Worth chasing.
Yeah.
And you end in a different spot than where the lesson was trying to take
100%.
You. 100%. If something like that seems to rise to the surface, it means it's a felt like need mm-hmm. within your group and within your students. And so it's okay to chase rabbits that are not meant to be divisive and distracting, right? Like in the last episode, we talked about like politics or some other more hot buttony type issues. But if it's one that's like, you can tell it's an earnest and actual like honest question from the student and they're like legitimately trying to understand that you feel there's a vibe the rest of the students are also like kind of tracking with that.
Yeah.
I would say it's okay to go take skip a fork the in the road, go that.
Yeah, skip our lesson. You're definitely still doing a lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, but you can skip our lesson for sure.
That's good.
Yeah.
Story time?
Story time.
All right, so a couple weeks back, we have a sixth grade student who is running tech for us on Sunday mornings.
Okay.
So if you guys don't come on Wednesday nights are much more involved.
Yeah.
Like in the booth, and you got to switch two computers over from one to another for lyrics and all kinds of crazy stuff. Things.
Yeah.
There's more students scheduled to be in the booth. Like,
yeah, it's a lot more produced.
So Sunday morning is a great way to like get your feet wet. So this kid served one time on a Sunday morning.
Once, okay.
And then I scheduled my Wednesday crew, and I had a call off.
Oh.
And so I was looking around, figuring out who might I ask, and none of the other like Wednesday people made sense in my brain for that particular week. I can't remember all the reasons why.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, what about a Sunday kid? So I look over, saw this kid's name, and I was like, I bet he'd do a pretty good job. So texts his mom. Doesn't have a phone yet, right? Texts his mom. Hey, would he want to come and run everything on Wednesday night?
Yeah.
She's like, he would love to. And so he came, did the whole thing. And at the end of the night, the worship team, so like Lauren James came up to me. She's like, he might have run lyrics better than the main room.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
We're not keeping that kid anonymous, are we?
Oh, that was Davis Hurst.
He crushed it that night. I love it.
He did so good. All right.
Good job, Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Davis.
Love it.
So
great.
There it is.
Crash land it.
Let's do it.
Love you guys.
Bye.